Danny Norris. Amen. Sandy?
There's a man over there that really preaches the word, and you really need to be going there and hearing him. So I remember meeting Tommy and Sue, and we used to be at the gas station over here. We pulled in that time, and Tommy Carroll introduced me. So I started coming over here, and I was amazed at the Bible teaching here. Because we're in a little Bible study, I remember saying to Tommy, I know Bible verse. God help those who help themselves. Tommy told me, no. And so he says, no. So that's in Franklin. I said, okay, then that means that God helps those who let him. No, that's not right. But needless to say, the teaching I learned here, the Bible teaching, when I think of so many other people I know that did not have the privilege of going to a strong Bible teaching a strong Bible teaching church with leaders who love the Lord more than anything and want to teach His word correctly. We were really privileged. I was really privileged. I had to go away for a while because I had to move out. But when I came back, I came here and I've been here since 89, I guess. Okay.
Still in Matthew?
Pardon?
Was he still in Matthew?
But something else too. You may be dearest friend that I have my life from here. Whether there are old guys like John over here, Jeff Glenn and some others, or whether they're new ones like Barry and Barbara, or the Hager. It doesn't matter. The deep relationship the Lord has given us here. And I really thank Tommy and Sue for following the Lord's direction.
I am spiritually far more
more mature than Sandy. But I became a Christian one day before he did.
Okay, so I've got a story on Tommy. Actually, it's a story on me, but it's probably also, it's also a story on Tommy. And Kim knows this story. I sent it to her in an email. You know, every church, even if it's a really, really good Bible teaching church, every church has its own kind of way of doing things. And the University Bible Church, Grace Bible Church, way of doing things in terms of singing and leading singing was that the song leader would stand up front and do this, and it's not a criticism, it's just how it was, and the pianist would start, and the song leader would sing, and everybody else would sing. And so, well, when I came and Tommy asked me if I would lead singing and if Pat would play the piano, I just led singing the way my training was, which was to conduct singing and to do this and do that. And after that first Sunday, Tommy, you don't remember this, but you came up to me and you said, could you please stop waving your arms around? It's kind of distracting. And so we came to a compromise. That was 1985. And for the rest of the time Tommy was here, I would keep this arm here. And so Jim came. You know, Jim was a music major. So Jim came. I'd start going. Jim. Okay. It's okay. And now I'm back to... And Tommy doesn't say a word about it anymore. Thank you for your grace, Tom. Okay. Others?
I don't even know what I'm going to say, except I keep having thoughts. I think about I came as a freshman when it was Tommy was at Westover, and the college kids. I know on Sunday nights we would all get around the piano and sing, and then we'd have pizza and Sunday mornings we went through a book of the Bible all year long. And Sunday night, I think it was 1 John all year long. And Wednesday, and I was eating it up because, you know, this just felt like really food, deep and meaty. And so I loved it. One of the things that all these years I can still remember, the pictures of the, not maps, but the charts up on the thing, going from the beginning all the way through to the end. And it gave me a visual that I can still see, you know, the different time periods and leading. And so there was just so much. We were only here until about 76, but very good base, and still, you know, feeling the friendships from that far back. So I was really excited about coming for this.
Thank you. Pam?
I would like to know how many of you were here after Westover and we started this church here?
Okay.
Wow.
I'm just sitting here remembering.
Westover
Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And then we met at the Allen Wood Homes, I think. And anyway, we ended up here. And it's already been mentioned that my husband was one of the ones that helped finish out the inside of this. But what I was remembering is that there were so many of us young moms who started our families here. I had my two children that are now upwards in their 40s. And Vicki was here with her babies. Carol Pulimus had her babies. A bunch of us were all here having little children to raise up in the church. Well, eventually my husband got tired of driving back and forth and hauling playpens and things, and so we didn't get to stay here terribly long after the second one was born. It was okay with just one child, but when we were dragging two of them around, it got to be a bit much. So we did move on. But I did play the piano here some, and mostly I'm just remembering how nice it was having all the young families and all the little babies and listening to Tommy's preaching. And I actually even played the music for Tommy and Sue's wedding.
Wow.
And so we go back a long way. Anyway, it's been a great blessing knowing the Jenkins and all the people here and getting to see you all again. So that's all.
All right. Hey, we have time for a couple more, I think. Yes, sir.
Someone else can tell that.
I'm Phyllis Shepherd, and I was here from 1974 to 77 while I attended college, and I was a baby Christian, and I was so thankful and hungry for all the teaching. I just soaked it all up, and I tried to be in church. I wish I still had that same passion that I did back then. I've kind of cooled off a little bit, I'm afraid. But and Tommy and Sue invested so much, and because there were a lot of college students, and a lot of us were new Christians, and Tommy and Sue invested so much in us, and that's always a dear, very dear memory to me. And I have a really random memory of Jim when we were building the church. And we were out here for some kind of work day, and I think it wasn't, maybe that it was just drywall or something. Anyway, there was a scorpion on the wall over there, and Jim just picked up his big foot. And so funny. Anyway, I just wanted to share that.
My name's Jeff Bromfield, and I am one of the babies that Pam was talking about. So I'm from the Dallas area. My mom is Vicki, and she was one of the charter members here. And so I was born into this church and was only here for about 2 years. But one of the questions that I heard earlier was, you know, what was the impact that this church had on your life? And I just wanted to say that sometimes you don't have to be at a church for it to make an impact on your life. I always knew, you know, we were a military family, and I always knew who the pastor was who had married my parents. And I knew what church they had gone to when they were young. And I knew that, you know, my dad was a deacon and a Sunday school teacher at that time. And those are our roots that I knew and that I could look back on. And, you know, through the years, we kept up with some of the families that, you know, my mom had been roommates with, some of the other ladies here in the church. And there were kids that were born at the same time as me that, you know, through the years I would see now and then. And I remember the Jenkins coming in, visiting us in San Angelo, Texas, in their van that Tommy had built, I guess, two layers of beds in the back, and they came through West Texas and stopped by and visited, and you know, I could just go, hey, that's the man who married my parents. So as we moved around the country, as I moved from church to church, it was so important to me knowing that I had this history. And so to me, that's the impact that, that Grace Bible Church had.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We have time for maybe one more. All right.
Well, we're one of those that just got to come randomly when Roger was asked to come maybe fill in for Tommy. We were made welcome to come and visit them. But we had our son first, and he's 9 years older than our daughter. Our daughter's same age as Joanna. But we had Pal, and he was always the little boy that was there with all the men. And what was the campground we went out to, Tommy, for the Bible studies? College campsite. We went out there. And he would have to go to the dorm with the guys for that evening. Well, later in his life, in his marriage, his first church, his pastor was Mark Bailey, who y'all know was at CTS. Well, Mark asked him where he went to seminary. He said, I've never been to seminary. He said, yes, with your Bible knowledge, you've been to seminary. He said, where did you learn the Bible? He said, I guess, sitting at the feet of my dad and his friends. Hmm. So this church has an impact on all ages.
Hmm.
And just like the young Ellison this evening spoke and said, they led us right there amongst where they were playing their volleyball or whatever it was. And we were just right there with them. That's the way the church is done about your young people here that have grown up to be young adults. So I appreciate that.
You know, I think many of us can second that. It was through Tommy, through the ministry of this church, that I got the vision for teaching the Bible to my family in the home. And we would have times in the Word almost daily. Some of my children didn't mind getting up at 6:30 in the morning. Others did. The one who just wrote the book would complain vociferously about getting up at 6:30, but I think something stuck. But now we see our children who have children of their own doing the same thing, and that's such a great blessing. It really is. Let's sing a closing hymn. Pam, would you mind accompanying us? Let's stand, get a hymnal out, and turn to 313. My hope is built on nothing less.